morning. Bow your heads with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here to praise and bless your name this morning. Thank you for the so many wonderful things you do for us, Lord, throughout our lives, throughout the day, Heavenly Father, that we never even see. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless us and keep us safe and armored from the enemy, who is like a roaring lion who seeks to devour us, Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless those that curse us and accuse us, Lord, and soften their hearts and open the window to understanding and enlightenment, Lord. Heavenly Father, bless us as we go through this day in praising your name, that whatever we are here to seek, if it's in the name of the Holy Father, Heavenly Father, let us seek and learn those things. Let the message penetrate our heart and be something that we can use in our everyday life. When we leave here, Heavenly Father, it doesn't stop. We don't stop serving you because church is open. We should praise you and serve you, Heavenly Father, in everything that we do. If we do that and live under according to you, Lord, you told us that the windows of heaven would open up and you pour out a blessing on us so much that we would not have room to receive it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for my life and the life of the saints that honor you with me, Heavenly Father. And I ask you to bless my steps ahead, Heavenly Father, so that I may make the right decisions and turn in the right directions, Heavenly Father, and do the things that are pleasing to you. So one day, Heavenly Father, when I'm blessed to look into your heavenly face, you can say, well done, my son. Welcome home. And we ask you to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Good morning, church. It is such a blessing, it's such a privilege for us to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You know, this morning while I was getting ready, and I'm sharing this because, you know, it is so good to know that we are alive. We are in our right mind. That the Lord has afforded us this privilege to be in his house this morning. You know, it was this morning I was getting ready for church, and I got the news that a good friend of mine, a good friend of the family, is in the hospital. And she just went in yesterday about 8 o'clock, and she was in a coma. And she was on a ventilator because she wasn't breathing properly. And I prayed about it. I talked to the Lord, and I said, you know, Lord, she didn't get a chance to even talk to her kids and say anything to them, to her husband, to anybody. She just slipped in a coma that fast. And I prayed about it, you know, to the Lord. And before I left home, I was told that she's out of a coma. And I said, you know, it is a blessing. I don't think we realize or we understand how blessed we are to be alive this morning. And so I want to take this opportunity to welcome us into the house of the Lord. There is no better place that we could find ourselves than to be in the house of the Lord this morning. There is no better place. I said there is no better place that we could find ourselves this morning than to be in the house of the Lord, worshiping our Creator and our King, giving thanks to the Lord for his goodness towards us, for sparing our unworthy lives to be here this morning. I say welcome, one and all. Welcome.
Well, church, I don't need to tell you that the devil is busy. I can say that. I can say that. And some of you might not be dealing with trials in your life. I know I am. Satan desires to rip this church apart. And he might not necessarily do it between conflicts between you and I or you and another member. But what he does is tries to destroy your homes. He tries to destroy the image of Christ within you. Individually, so that collectively as a body, we fall apart. I will admit to you today that there are times where I get frustrated with the affairs of things in life. There are times when I get angry because you want to ask, why is this happening to me? But God doesn't owe you an answer because he's a sovereign God. But there's one thing that I know about the Lord, and that is he's mature. And when you have a problem that you want God to deal with, if you feel like the Lord isn't dealing with it in your life, take it to the Lord. Don't complain to anyone else but Christ, because he can take it. Don't believe for one minute that God is going to get angry with you for you being angry with him. Amen. So I want to ask the church today, you know, the word tells you to come boldly to the throne. God is an accountable God. Is that right? So let's hold the Lord accountable for the things in our lives. And I can assure you that if there are things in your life that you need to correct, he'll show you. And then you'll see why you're dealing with whatever it is you're dealing with. So I'm going to ask the church that if there's anything in particular that you want the Lord to address in your life, that you will come down. And let's have some serious intercessory prayer with the Lord. Now, if you don't come forward, that doesn't mean you're not dealing with anything. That just means you didn't want to come forward at this moment. But I want you to know that we need to bring our issues to the feet of the cross. And I'll say those times when you don't feel like praying, those are the times when you need to pray. Those times where you feel that the Lord is not going to hear your prayer, those are the moments when you really need to be on your knees. Those moments when you feel like you are inadequate to come before the throne of the Lord, that's an indication that you realize your need of a Savior. I tell you, the devil looks for any opportunity he can to break you down. Any opportunity. And if there's anything that we need to learn in life, it's that we need to rest on Christ for our every need. Every need. Let's bow our hands. Oh, gracious and loving Father, Lord, we come at this moment, Father, on this day that you have set aside for holy use. We come, Lord, as a church body, but Lord, we also want to have our private petitions to you. We can look at the outward man, Lord, and see, and it looks that everything is going well with everyone. But Lord, that's the facade that we bring to church. You know, Father, what we're dealing with in our individual lives. The things that we struggle with, Lord, because you said that every sin, every temptation, Lord, you are acquainted with. So today, Father, we just want to keep it real with you. It's difficult out here, Lord, to deal with the daily struggles that we have to face. But Lord, we know that this is but a short season, but it feels like a lifetime of troubles. Father, you promised us, O Lord, that where two or more in your name are gathered, you will be in the midst. And because you have always been faithful, Father, in the past, you've shown that all of your prophecies have come to pass. You've shown, Lord, that you are a faithful and true God. So today we are expecting, Lord, that you will be here as you promised. Father, we are imperfect in every way. We might have imperfect thoughts, Lord. We might have deeds that we've committed that we don't want anyone else to know about. But you know. Oh, Jesus, I'm praying this morning for your mercy and your grace. I'm asking, Father, that those times when we are unfaithful to you, Lord, that you will create in us a heart that wants to change and do what's right in your sight, even when others are not even looking. Father, we want to ask you why. Why? Why do we lose our homes, Lord? Why do we have difficulties in our relationships? Why do we struggle with financial problems, Father? Why do we have that pet sin that we enjoy so much we can't let it go? Why, oh why, Lord, do we deal with the things that we do? And we're supposed to be your people. Are we your people, Father? Have you smiled on us? Oh, Jesus, this morning I'm praying that you might send your Holy Spirit down and cleanse this place. Cleanse our hearts, Lord, that we might be prepared to say, lo, this is our Savior. We have waited for him. On that day, Lord, may we open our arms and receive you and not retreat to the rocks and the munitions. Lord, it seems like it's going to be a black and white issue. But I know that the enemy is cunning, Father, and he's been working on our propensities since we were children. But Lord, you will raise up a standard against the enemy and give us the strength we need to overcome the elements of this world, Father. I'm just expecting that you will hear us today, Lord. Father, in my own personal life, I know that there are instances where you have answered instant prayer. But then there are times where it seems like you take forever to answer a prayer. God, I just pray that you might give us a faithful heart. Give us perseverance, Father, that we might be able to wait and see and taste that you are good. Lord, Imani needs you today. Imani, as a church, Lord, we have all of this land and all of the churches around us seem to grow. But Lord, we sit stagnant. 1 and 2 member growth. We have very few ministries, oh Father, where we can go out into the community and show that Jesus Christ is the center of what we do. So this morning, Lord, this afternoon, today, I'm asking that you will fill this place up with your spirit. Give us eye salve, Lord, to see the wiles of the enemy so that we can dodge the darts and be prepared, Lord, to finish the work you've entrusted to us. If we should sit still here today, Lord, I know that the very trees and rocks will sing you praise. We don't mind waiting, Father. I just pray that you might give us a willing heart to be patient. And help us, Lord, although we can't see the end from the beginning, help us, Father, to trust that you have it all under control. I don't know why everyone has decided to stand in this circle, but Lord, we are here. And we can't read the heart, but you can, oh Father. So I'm asking that the petition of our hearts, if it is according to your gracious plan, you might hear, Lord, and answer so that Jesus might be glorified. Lord, help us to never lose sight that we are here because of Christ and Christ alone. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You didn't have to die on Calvary's cross, but you did. Lord, you didn't have to devise a plan of salvation, but you did. Jesus didn't have to come to this place and be born in the lowest state that a God of heaven could ever. But you did, Lord. You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. Lord, you didn't have to bring us to this church, but you did. So whatever your reason is, Lord, for being merciful to us, I pray that your purposes will be fulfilled in us individually and then collectively, Lord. And let us go out in the highways and byways, not only as individuals, but with God's traveling circus, with the talents, Lord, that you've given us, with the choir. And let us fulfill the purpose that we are here for, oh Father. These things we pray because we need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We ask in the precious name of our loving Savior that he might be uplifted and glorified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Amen.
And testimony, cause he's more than a friend to me. Gave my heart because I believe he's the Almighty. I can look at my life and see all the things that he's done to set me free, protecting me from harm.
Raise my hands to show how I feel. His presence is so real. Till he's guiding me, I'll be still, cause I'd be lost without him.
My heart and soul I dedicate, and to show I appreciate his love, I'll give him praise. Oh,
dear Mama,
each and every day,
we celebrate a day.
Dear Mama,
in a song of praise, thanking him for everything.
Dear Mama,
devotion I express, because I know I'm blessed.
Dear Mama,
praise him with every breath,
glorify his name. Dear Mama,
use the temple he gave us, do a joyful dance of worship, cause his mercy is so precious and new every moment.
Short man in the Bible? Yes? Do you remember his name? No? Okay, I'll tell you. His name is... You remember his name?
I don't remember.
Oh, man. Okay, his name is Zacchaeus. What's his name?
Zacchaeus.
Okay. And, you know, many, many years ago, Jesus was on earth, and he came, and the people were so excited to see him. So whenever the people know he was going to be someplace, then they would all gather. They would all make a crowd in the streets or a crowd wherever he is because they wanted to see him or wanted to hear what he has to say. So this day, Jesus was passing by, and the people were all in the street. There were many, many people, and Zacchaeus, because he was so short, he could not see. And he really, really wanted to see Jesus. So what he did? Anybody have any idea what he did?
He climbed a tree?
Yes, that's right. He climbed a tree. Zacchaeus climbed a tree this day to see Jesus. So when Jesus passed by and saw him in the tree, Jesus said to him, you know what Jesus said to him?
He said to get down, right.
Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down. Why should Zacchaeus come down?
Because he was going to take him to his house.
Okay, good job. Jesus wanted to go to Zacchaeus' house. So Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down. And then, you know what was really, really surprising about this? Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector. And so many people didn't like him because they think he was taking too much of their monies. He was collecting money from the people to give to the king. And you know, sometimes he wasn't really honest, so he would take too much monies from the people. So they really, really didn't like him. So the people were really shocked because they were saying, why is Jesus going to Zacchaeus' house? Why not my house? I don't rob the people. But Jesus wanted to be with Zacchaeus that day. You know what Zacchaeus said when Jesus went to him, to his house? You forgot. Okay, Zacchaeus said, you know, I will give money to the poor. As a matter of fact, I won't rob the people anymore, and I will give them more money than what I actually take from them. So he was going to pay them back twice or three times the amount of money he took from them. So Jesus was really, really excited because Zacchaeus, he was doing the wrong thing before, but now that Jesus came and visited him at his house, he decided to do the right thing. Is that a good story? What do you learn from this story today?
Not to take people's money.
Okay. What do you learn?
I forgot.
What do you learn?
I learned that. Do not steal.
Do not steal. Okay. All right. What this story is telling us is that in spite of the bad things that we do, Jesus still loves us. And he will forgive us if we ask him. Okay? Because Zacchaeus, he did bad things. Yes, he steal the people's money. But when Jesus went to his house, Jesus forgave him because he asked for forgiveness. So, you know, sometimes you do bad things. Your mommy said, don't do this, don't do that. You do bad things, and you feel really bad. Sometimes mommy punish you for doing bad things. But then guess what? You have to say, mommy, I'm sorry, or ask Jesus to forgive you. And Jesus will forgive you. He loves you in spite of, okay? All right, could we stand for prayer? Okay, close our eyes. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Thank you for helping him to love us in spite of the bad things that we do. Help us to continue to serve you, to learn to do the right things. I pray in your son's name. Amen.
I'm glad I got that old-time religion. I'm glad I got that old-time religion. I'm glad I got that old-time religion. I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
Hey,
I'm glad I got that old-time religion. I'm glad I got that old-time religion. I'm glad I got that old-time religion.
this morning to be in the house of the Lord with all the things that are happening around us, in our lives, in our individual lives. I'm sure each of us have something that is happening, something that the devil is just trying to deter us. The devil is just trying to discourage us. But we're grateful that there is a God. There is a God that sits high and looks low. He sees all of our faults. He knows of all our fears. He knows of all the things that we're struggling with, that we're having a hard time with. But he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. You know, I thought about Pastor Drummond this morning, and I thought about his courageous effort in traveling 100 miles to be here with us Sabbath after Sabbath. And you know, I want to tell you, brother, that it's not going to go wasted. The Lord sees all those miles that you've driven. He sees all those traps that the devil even tried to set for you and your family in traveling to be here with us in Moreno Valley to worship with us. And I want you to know that we do appreciate your effort and that long drive that you and your family have taken Sabbath after Sabbath after Sabbath to be here. It will not go in vain. I want you to know that you and your family are traveling and to be here with us Sabbath after Sabbath. And last week, didn't he lift up the Lord? Wasn't that wonderful? And I want to tell you, this week is no exception. This week is going to be no exception. Did you listen to the scripture, the words of the scripture? There is something powerful coming to us through our speaker this morning. So I want you to give him your undivided attention. Let us pray him up in the Lord this morning that as he come before us, that he will not come as Pastor Drummond, but he'll come as a vessel for the Lord this morning. Amen. Before he comes to us, we're going to listen to our young, talented sisters this morning as they bring to us another message. The next voice you will hear will be Pastor Drummond.
Say, Lord, you are good. You love me first. You love me first. And I'm gonna say I love you. Whoa, whoa. Brother, say it like this. You are worthy. Praise him, brothers. Lift him up. Lift him up. Sisters, can you join in and sing it with us? Tell him how you feel.
That's right.
It's all right if you worship. Just sing it where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.